Hi, and welcome back to the Vaulting Pod. Today, with a live broadcasting from the CVI fleeing air. And yeah, what is the thought behind this today? Well, small interviews with different people at the competition, so you can get some competition feeling.
What's your name and what you're doing here?
My name is Ted Willander, and I'm the eventing manager for this competition.
What are your expectations on the competition?
Well, to make a good show, and to, well, mostly for the vaulters that they come back vaulting again, and of course that our organization works smooth and fine, and there's some new people in the organization, that everyone find their new roles, and it works well, yes.
And how does it feel to be back on an international competition after COVID?
Of course it's great. And we were, when we decided this at the end of May, we were a bit concerned how many people actually would join us. But it was overwhelming. We have taken everyone who wanted to come, and we had to take stop because we couldn't take more. So we've got 70 horses, 175 vaulters, and we couldn't cope with more during those 3 days.
Hi, tell me your name and where are you from and what you're doing here.
Hi, I'm Salome Trampa. I come from Germany and I'm here to have a wonderful round and it's make fun.
And what are your expectations on the company? Competition?
That I have a wonderful career and that is make a lot of fun and yeah, that is I meet wonderful people and yes.
How does it feel to be back at an international competition after COVID?
That is my first international college and I think it's very cool because there are so difficult people and it makes a lot of fun.
What's your name and what are you doing here?
Hi, my name is Anne and I'm from Russia. I came here for the competitions.
Hi, my name is Helen and I came for competitions too.
And what are your expectations on the competition?
Actually, I haven't been abroad on the competitions like for 3 years, so it's kind of strange for me now to compete again and after the pandemic, all in all. And I think it's like a big experience for me to start it all over again, yeah, and do something really cool. So.
Oh, this is my first competition in Europe because all time I was complete my program on Russia and this is really strange for me and hard, I think. Yeah.
And how does it feel to be back on an international competition after COVID?
Frankly speaking, I really missed the atmosphere. Yeah, like you have to warm up, yeah. Be with your team, with your horse all the time, and you watch other sportsmen competing, and you gain unbelievable experience. Yeah, and you can like watch the program and do your best at the competitions, and then come home and
Take home like new experiences,
yeah,
and try
and try something new, like better, like try harder, better, yeah.
Oh, I think that for me is it's like training because it's my first competition, but I think that I want to see more good sportsmen and how they do some exercises, his competition, and training.
Hi, tell me your name, what you're doing, and yeah.
Hi, I'm Alina Ross from Germany, and yeah, this weekend I start in CVI 3-star senior individual and in young 2-star individual.
Sounds good. And what are your expectations of the competition?
Yeah, I have not really expectations because I'm here with my new horse and it's the first competition for him, so yeah, I just want to look how it is and yeah, have fun.
And how does it feel to be back on an international competition after COVID?
Yeah, it's really nice. I try to enjoy the atmosphere here and yes, enjoy the whole weekend.
Hi, tell me your name.
Johanna Stålenheim.
And where are you from and what are you doing here?
I'm from Sweden, Uppsala, and I'm a vaulter.
And what are your expectations on the CVI Flyinge?
My expectations are to do three good rounds and like be happy with my performance and just have fun.
And how does it feel to be back on an international competition after COVID?
It feels really nice and fun. A bit unreal still, but really fun. So I'm trying to be normal. I'm always
overthinking. I'm driving myself crazy. Hi, tell me your name.
My name is Michael. I'm here to take some pictures of the competition this weekend.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, tell me, how does it feel to be back on an international competition here after the pandemic?
It feels really exciting. We have been waiting for this for quite a long time, so I'm looking forward to this, really. So.
And what are your expectations on the competition?
Lots of energy, I think, and it feels already now that so many people have been waiting for this and are really looking forward to it, so it's going to be exciting. Sure.
Hi, it's so fun to talk to you. Tell me your name.
Hello, I'm Yannick Heiland.
Yannick Heiland, awesome. And you are here on CVI Flyinge in Sweden, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and I was thinking to ask you about what are your expectations for the competition?
Actually, for me, it's the first time here in Flyinge. 10 years ago, or almost 12, I think, in 2009, I was here in Malmö. So this was my first competition in Sweden, and now, I think 12 years later, it's my second year. And yeah, it's the first CVI since Corona.
Yes. And how is it to go compete again after such a long time?
I already had two selections for the World Championship in Germany, so
Yeah. Now
it's my third competition, but it still feels kind of new.
Yes.
So it's a good option for me to have another step and another competition before the World Championships.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, tell me your name and what you're doing here.
Well, my name is Sofia Paulebo and I'm head of the volunteers at this event.
All right. And tell me, what are your expectations on the competition?
Well, the expectation is a fairly big competition. So the expectations are to be able to have a good event with a good flow and to keep the safety first, I would say.
And how is it? How does it feel to be back at a competition after COVID?
It feels special, but quite good. We have some special circumstances now this year at Flyinge, and also including COVID. So, but I think so far so good. We've handled it well. So hopefully it will go well the full weekend.
Hey, tell me your name and what you're doing here.
My name is Kristin Olsen, and I'm a vaulter.
From where are you?
From Norway.
Awesome. And tell me, what are your expectations on the competition?
We have a green horse in the one star, so hopefully we'll have some good rounds and have a good experience. And then I hope to do well in the three star on a borrowed horse.
All right. And how does it feel to be back on an international competition after COVID?
Really good. I'm very unfamiliar. Forgotten a lot of routines that we used to have.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Sarah Pettersson.
And you compete for?
Sweden. Örestads Voltige.
Awesome. Well, tell me, what are your expectations on the competition?
My expectation is to have a really fun weekend. And I hope to accomplish some good fluently in my programs.
And how does it feel to be back after COVID on an international competition?
It feels really good. Now when we are back on the competition, we can really feel that I have missed it a lot.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Petra.
And where are you from?
I'm from Finland.
Great. Are you a lunger or what do you do here today?
I'm the judge, one of the judges.
Awesome. Judge from Finland. Well, tell me, what are your expectations on the competition in Flyinge?
First of all, I think it's great to see all the competitors again. And I saw very nice horses in the vet check. So I'm hoping for good results, nice, good behaving horses, and that everybody has fun in a very COVID-safe way.
All right. And how does it feel to be back on a competition after COVID?
I flew here from Helsinki to Copenhagen and then I took a train. I was a little bit like, it was a little bit exciting. I haven't packed for a trip in 2 years. So that was first. I almost forgot about the liquid thing. And it's, I actually forgot your question. But
no, how it was to be back on the competition after COVID.
I mean, it's great to see my judge colleagues and all the competitors and the lungers. And it's nice to be back here in Flyinge. I was here in 2019. And actually now when I'm here, it feels like it was yesterday. So totally forgotten about the 2 years sitting at home.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Maria.
And what do you do here?
I'm a trainer for Johanna Olsson from Hässleholms Voltige. Hässleholms Volting, maybe, in English.
Yeah, here in Sweden.
Yeah.
And what are your expectations on the CBI Flyinge?
My expectations are that, or were, to say that I woke up in the morning and that I got here on time and that I will have a great competition and watching all the vaulters and getting back to the competition feeling again.
And how does it feel to be back on an international competition after COVID?
Really good. It's very, very exciting and empowering. And what more? Yeah, it's very, I don't know how to say it in English.
Say it Swedish. I hope you...
Taggad. Jag är taggad.
Okay. I don't know that word in English actually, but it's like, you're stoked.
Yes,
you're stoked.
I'm excited and I have the competition feeling inside my bones and it's really like the adrenaline and the kick out of it. It's really, really good.
Hi, tell me your name.
I am Hendrik Brühl from Hamburg in Germany.
Awesome. And what do you do here on the competition?
I am a lunger of my individual vaulters and the trainer of my team.
And what are your expectations of the competition?
My expectations are that we are having fun, we are showing a lot of new horses and we hope them to behave well. So far they are pretty fast, but we hope to slow them down during the weekend.
And how does it feel to be back on an international competition after COVID?
We really love international competitions. We love to be on CVI and especially Sweden is our favorite CVI. It always feels like holiday and we really enjoy the atmosphere and the arena here.
Your name and what you're doing here?
Hey, my name is Brett. I'm here as a volunteer for Team Svea helping out. My daughter competes for Team Svea.
And what are your expectations on the competition?
For everything like to go as smooth as possible, hopefully nobody gets hurt and hopefully my daughter does very well and places well and just that everything is a success. We can prove that we are finished with this COVID business and life is going to go back to some kind of norm after all of it.
And how does it feel to be back on an international competition after COVID?
Yeah, fantastic. To see people are traveling again and to hear different accents and all of that, it's great. It really feels like we're on our way back.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell me your name.
Oh, I'm Clara.
And which club are you from, Clara?
I'm from Svea Vaulting.
Okay, all right. And you are going to compete on CVI Flyinge?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
And are you going to do like the group or team?
Yeah, as a team in the 3-star senior team. Yeah.
What are your expectations for the competition?
It's like our first competition this year or in 2 years actually. And we have a new horse. So like our expectations in the team are just to give him a good experience and to have fun and do the best we can.
That's
for this
awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And how does it feel to be back in international competition after such a long time?
Oh, it's really funny. And it feels great to be back. And of course, a bit nervous, but yeah, it's going to be great.
Hi, tell me your name and what you're doing here.
Hi, my name's Jamie Hocking and I'm here to vault for Australia.
Awesome. And tell me, what are your expectations on the competition?
I expect that we'll probably have fun, and I think that we are trying out a new horse here. So it's his first CVI and we'll see how that goes. But yeah, hopefully it goes well.
All right. And tell me, how does it feel to be back on an international competition after COVID?
Oh, it feels great. I mean, we've been working for 2 years to get here, and I'm really proud of all the work we've done and the fact that we got through. And yeah, I'm really excited to compete. So yeah, it's going to be a fun experience.
Hi, tell me your name and what you're doing here.
Hey, I'm Tina, and I'm here as a coach for Team Aston from the USA.
And what are your expectations on the competition?
My expectations is to do my best to lead them through the competition and do my best to support them and make them have a great time.
How does it feel to be back on an international competition after COVID?
It feels amazing, and it feels like coming home after such a long time. So it's more normal than I would have expected.
Tell me your name.
My name is Lena.
And where are you from?
I'm from Sweden.
And what do you do here?
I'm a trainer.
Good. And how does it feel to be back on an international competition after COVID?
I mean, it's nice. It will be exciting to see everybody compete again. It was a long time ago.
And what are your expectations on the competition?
I mean, it will be nice to see how everyone has...
Developed?
Yeah. Now when they have a lot of training time. So that will be nice to see.
That's a good point. I like that.
Yeah.
Hi, tell me your name.
I'm Thomas Lindqvist from Denmark.
Yeah, and what do you do here on the competition?
I'm a volunteer, being a ringmaster, and then I have my shop here.
What are your expectations for the competition?
I hope to get some great experiences, see some good vaulting, and sell some stuff in my shop.
That sounds great. Well, and how is it to be back on an international competition after COVID?
Oh, that's so nice. I've really been looking forward to this.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Pernilla, and I'm the trainer for Team Dynamite from Sweden.
All right, and what are your expectations for the CVI Flyinge?
First of all, to just compete and then have fun and to show what we have learned the last 2 years when we have been at home.
And how does it feel to be back after COVID?
It feels great. It's a long time and it's fun to see everyone again, and hope everyone is going to have a great competition.
Thank you.